Yo, what's poppin'? It's Carter Slay, and I got a new podcast. Yeah. Also got a new setup, too. I got a new mic. So it's just a new setup, so it's just more comfortable. Yeah, how y'all been? Just want to make sure everybody's drinking their water, of course, and keeping their morals and their ethics. Today's topic is going to be pretty much a discussion for the age. It's a lot of shit, because there's been a lot of shit going on, and I haven't made a podcast for a while, and I just want to make sure we on track. But one topic is belief systems and morals, and I just want to make sure everybody know what they believe in, and that nobody is trying to pretty much, everybody believe in what they believe in. Don't fake what you believe in to hang around nobody. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's important. You faking what you believe in just to hang around a group of people, you really selling your soul. That's what selling your soul is, in my opinion. So if you honestly don't believe in something, if you really feel like this is wrong, or somebody that you kick it with is not saying the right shit, tell them. You feel that way, don't fake it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, it's a lot of faking and flaws and going on. But Carter Slade, you can't allow that. You know what I'm saying? So why do you believe what you believe? Do you believe what you believe because you know it to be true? Or do you believe what you believe in because it's accepted in another group and you don't want to feel weird? You know, a lot of people, they believe in what they believe in because society has told them that's what they needed to believe in. But truly, they don't feel that way. And there's a lot of y'all out there who don't really feel the way that society has made y'all out to feel. You don't have to conform. And I even find myself conforming, but not to make an excuse for myself, but I conform because I want to conform. I'm aware that I cannot conform, and I just like playing the game sometimes. Each individual game that I conform to me, I look at it as a game. I personally been playing the Oculus Quest 2 for these last couple. I had it for like since December, and I've been really playing it heavy these last couple of weeks. And I can say that this is changing my perspective and my perception of life. If you play the Oculus and you are aware, like I'm aware, I'm sure you can like kind of see why I would say that. But I'm looking back at everything, and it's like, yeah, it's a lot of faking going on. And I've been even being fake, not being true to myself. I've been, you know what I'm saying, letting people, I haven't been responding how I wanted to respond, trying to be professional, I guess, or what have you. But once again, I'm not being true to myself. Are you being true to yourself? Are you truly being true to yourself? Do you truly believe in what you believe in? Because if you don't truly believe in what you believe in, then what you believe in it for? I just personally can't fake it just to kick it around nobody. You know what I'm saying? People think I'm crazy for some of the information that I come across, and I present the information as well when I come across it. Now don't get me wrong, some information I jumped the gun, I have in the past. I'm 25 years old. Throughout my life, it's been information that I've gotten that I thought believed to be true, and it has not been true. And I'm sure everybody, that's the part of learning, that's the process of learning. That's how you are able to determine if things are true, by finding out if things are not true. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of my life, and even right now, I still find out that a lot of stuff is not true. Which is why I've been more and more into VR and shit, because it's a lot of stuff has not that. Now, once again, the cliche thing to say is, oh, they are lying to you about the history books, or they are lying, or, you know, but it's like, they're not lying. It's the information is out there, which is how I'm able to find information and know that the information is out there. And that's how I'm able to find out, and that's how people know that the information is out there. That's how they know they are lying to it. So the information is out there, and a lot of the times it's really not hidden. It's honestly in plain sight. Majority of the times it's in plain sight. People really don't see it. And a prime example of that is, for example, you can have a you and your friend, you and your best friend could be out in public, and y'all could be talking about somebody, but y'all talking in code. So y'all know exactly what y'all saying, but only y'all two understand what y'all saying, because y'all talking in code. So if you don't get the code of the words that you reading, even on the screen, in the books that you reading, even in the Bible, you can see it right in front of your face, and you'll miss it. And then once you break the code, you'll see it, and it's like, I always saw the code. How could I have always missed that? But once you see the code, it becomes obvious. Once you see the, once you put the game on, once you play the game becomes obvious. You know? People ask me, how do I view the world with the shit that I'm aware of the world, or shit, how I feel about the world, or how I believe it? They pretty much are asking me, how do I view the world with what I believe to be going on, and what I know is going on, and what everything, like, just basically, like, how do I see the world? And I'll answer it simply. I see the world no different than you see it. I see what's right in front of me. You know what I'm saying? However, every picture tells a thousand stories. I see the same picture that you see. However, the story that that picture is telling or trying to convey is totally up to me. So I see the world how you see it. However, I don't convey and perceive everything that I see. I don't perceive the colors that you see the same way. For example, let's take a famous painting, A Starry Night. The blues, which the painting, you know, not trying to be politically correct, but the painting has blues and whites and yellows and dark blues. If I'm not mistaken, a little bit of pink in there somewhere, some red. I don't know, but we can both see the picture. We can both see the curves and the lines, and we can perceive. But to you, the curves and the line will represent, let's say, water. And let's just say to me, for example, the curves and the line represent wind or breeze or air, you know. Or to somebody else down the street, those same lines could not represent anything that we would perceive, but it could represent the energy that's acting around, you know. So we see the same picture. However, we may perceive the details in the picture differently. I perceive the details in the story and the writings differently. So when I hear about fluoride being in tap water, and fluoride being in a lot of products, and what fluoride is used for, just me looking at the different picture, because we are all aware. But me, I would refuse to drink it, and I would use it in my everyday life. So we see the world the same, we just interpreting it different, and we also are living it different as well. Because I'm not out here openly, I'm not out here unaware. And a big thing is a lot of people are unaware of their surroundings and unaware of their environment. So they will ask me questions like, how do I feel? I feel aware. I just feel aware, like I know what's going on. I feel like I don't know what's going on. In your house, you know what's going on. You're aware of what's going on in your house. When the glass break in your house, you're aware. When the window break in your house, you're aware. When the doorknob is broken in your house, you're aware. When the heat is too hot in your house, you become aware of it. You know, when the stove is on is you become aware of it. Whether you got to find out through smoke, or whether you got to find out by walking in the kitchen and seeing the eye turn, you know. And that's how I view life. This my home. When certain things happen with certain people who are in this home as well, when they do certain stuff, it's my home. I'm aware. So it's not like, yeah, I'm just being aware. And you should be aware too. I'm getting my philosophy degree, my bachelor's in philosophy, so, and a lot of this stuff, a lot of the concepts in philosophy really will break down the moral structure of a lot of the society today, which is, I see why a lot of people don't get a philosophy degree, because it breaks down concepts and morals, and what are morals, what is good and evil. I made a podcast about good and evil, so I'm not going to go back and talk about that, but once again, I still feel the same way about that. So if you want to know how I feel about that, just go watch it. It's called Carter Slade Podcast, Understanding Evil. Most importantly, I find it important. I know I said you gotta don't fake it to believe it, but believe that you are more than what you see you are. People always go to outside forces to get the stuff that they can get themselves. Why would I need to pray to God to get a job when I can't get the job myself? God can't do the application for me. And they say faith without work is dead. No, I say anything without work is dead. How can I do anything and just and not expect to put work behind it? You know what I'm saying? Work without faith is dead. That's how the saying should go. Work without faith is dead. You gotta work and have faith. You can't have faith and work, because now you putting your trust in faith. And you should be putting your trust in the work, because that's the guarantee. You know, if I go to work this many hours, I'm gonna get this amount of money. Why would I have faith that, you know? What do you believe in? I'm not going to tell y'all my belief systems or anything like that. But I can say that I stick to my belief system. And sometimes I openly go against it because I choose to. Stay educated. Just stay informed. Don't just go with any information that you hear. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't plan on doing the research yourself. And if you're not going to read the shit yourself, don't be so confident in the information that people give you. Because people can give you information, and it's not true. And then you're so confident in it, and you really just fucked yourself up. I really just would have let this instrumental play a little bit. Because I just want y'all to just think like it's a different world. It's a whole new world. Technology is advancing. People got to get on that technology wave. Like, people want to be so human until they so human. Everybody want to say, oh, technology, that ain't even human. But it's like, come on. You got all these personal truths and personal realisms that you only wanna hold these beliefs when it comes to your own personal life, or when it comes to somebody else's life, and you only wanna practice what you preach for yourself. Like, you only wanna say you wanna be human when I mention technology, but you don't wanna be human when it comes to working out and exercising and taking care of your body. You only wanna say personal truths in certain situations, so they become personal, situational realisms. You know what I'm saying? It's only situationally real to you. you only believe that's real at certain times in your life or at certain given times of the day. And I know a lot of people like that, you know what I'm saying? Stop doing that. If you believe something to be the truth today, it should be the same truth tomorrow. People, they accept anything you did. Sometimes they accept a belief, but then affects in the way of life that they live. It contradicts the belief system. So you go against your belief system every single day, but then will situationally tell me that they don't. In a given situation, will argue up and down that they don't. But that's what we're living in. That's why I stick to VR, because in VR, people are pieces of shit, and you know they pieces of shit. You know it's gonna be people who come in and spam every time, and people who come in and just scream in the microphone for no reason because they just, like, they, I don't know. And there's people like that in real life. But I can block the VR out, and I can shoot them in the face. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that in the real world. So with that being said, this is your VR. This is your character. You already created your avatar. Be you. If you was on the Oculus Quest 2 right now, you got to create this person and get on this game system and be somebody. Be that person out in the real world. You can do this. It's too easy. I love y'all so much.